You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams. Thank you for joining us today for another Awaken the Goddess series. We are here with Isabel Kiara. She's an amazing goddess who has broken through so many things in order to bring you this amazing truth she's found in her life. Welcome, Isabel, to the show.
Thank you, Terrence, for having me here. I appreciate it.
Yes. Isabel is the founder of Nuclear Healing. You can find her at nuclearhealing.com. She does life coaching. She is the author of Nourish. And everyone, she has an amazing app. Isabel is going to tell us more about what she's doing out here in the world to change this world in order to help everybody in their awakening. Welcome, Isabel. Tell us a little more about yourself.
Okay. Thank you. Well, as you said, I do coaching with people where I get people to or help them live their full potential by releasing a lot of outworn behaviors and patterns that we may be struggling with. And the theme of all the work that I'm doing right now is nourishment. And so I developed, while I was coaching and working with others, I developed activations, and they're guided activations, and it helps people get to the point where they developed some of these patterns and behaviors, and they are able to look at it from a different perspective. And so I create these scenarios and I have them move through it, because a lot of times in life we move past these things that are really so important for us. You know what I'm talking about? Where we don't want to think about it. We want to escape from it. And at the end of the day, we have something going on in the back of our head. It could be another voice. It could be our visual that we have of these events in our life that keep us really stuck. And it's always playing in the background. It's not conscious. It's very unconscious most of the time. But it's like we process through these behaviors and patterns in our life. And then we don't know what's stopping us from doing something. You know, sometimes people will say, I don't know why I did that. But I just did it. And so these are the things that I like to look at with people. And I had created so many of these activations, and they're really guided meditations, but the difference is they have a point of a starting point, and they have the story that goes on in the middle, and then it has a perspective of how we are looking at it. But what I like to do with the app is break that apart and offer the person who's being guided is being offered other ways of looking at it, because they're looking at it from a higher perspective, so to speak.
Yes.
And not the, okay, this happened and this happened, you know, which we keep living through. So it's a higher perspective. And then I like to offer a healing or a support that will come in and give us energetically or in a visual what we would need to feel whole at that moment in our life. And so that whole perspective and that whole shift is what allows us to move past that behavior, and then things start to change in our life. And I like to call that the path of nourishment, and which is the name of the app too. And I think it's different than other kind of apps out there, because what it does is it completes the circle and it allows people to move forward. And we don't have to say, okay, if I do this, then I'll move forward differently. We just automatically move forward, because that thing, that event is not weighing us down anymore. It's not even, it becomes different in our consciousness. We have a whole nother relationship with it. And that's the key point of why I actually did this whole app.
Mm.
And people are really having unbelievable results from it.
That's great.
Like they're changing relationships with their parents, their other members of their family. They're looking at their own way of, like, let me just name a few of them because those are kind of interesting. Like the I'm not enough feeling or sense that a lot of people have just because they said that about whatever behaviors happened when they were a child. So we get to look at that differently and we become conscious of it when we're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it starts to shift and it starts to move. And then we could bring in other affirmations or other beautiful, which I like to call nourishing vitamins for us.
Yes.
Right? Where we're bringing these beautiful things to us that create the goddess within us because everything's inside of us already.
Absolutely.
We're already beautiful beings. It's just what we're picking out of the path that we're on
yeah.
and what we choose to focus on.
Absolutely. I totally agree. That sounds beautiful. So it sounds like a holistic app that's really working on every aspect of the self. And we know that the mind is the most powerful part of us because it's what's creating our perception of reality and our reality as a whole. And so when you work with the mind and shift the way
yeah.
that we perceive our reality, then we shift the way reality is for us. So that sounds
right.
amazing. That sounds amazing. So
I was going to say, just to add on to what you're saying, it is the mind, but it's really shifting the body because the work that we're doing is so, it's inside of us.
Absolutely.
You know, we're holding a vision of whatever that is that, you know, has stopped us or, you know, held us back or weighted us down in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a spiritual experience to look at it from here. And it just opens up the body also.
Yes, absolutely. Everything yeah. comes from the mind, the thought. We create the thought first and then
right.
we manifest everything from that. So definitely when you change the way you think, then the body is going to respond because the body is just the composite of all your thought forms. And that's where the healing truly begins.
Right, exactly.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So we were talking yeah. earlier and you were talking about food, the connection that people have with food and how you like to counsel people with this, because this is such a big part of the nourishment that is a part of our life.
Right. Well, because, right, how we do food is how we do life.
Mm.
So if we look at food as the behavior or the what we use as a solution to however we're feeling or sensing in life, then food is like a barometer.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, something's going on. Look, I can't eat enough, or I can't get enough food in me, or I don't feel nourished. I like to use that word
yeah.
because it replaces the old, the word diet in our life, because perhaps a lot of us have some negative connotations with diet
mm-hmm.
and we can do it, we can't do it, it doesn't work. You know, whatever we have in relationship to the word diet, I like to bring forward this whole concept of nourishment. And nourishment is really a path. And it's a path for us to grow ourselves in a positive light, in a beautiful existence, in a just to feel full, but to feel full of us,
yeah.
right? Because everything's inside of us and we're really here to bring our full potential forward. So bring ourselves forward, nourish ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we eat, we're eating for reasons of not hunger.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
So this is just another way.
Definitely. Yeah. So what do you think about a person that constantly wants to eat chocolate? What is your idea of their desire for chocolate? I have people tell me that all the time, that when they are starting to feel out of balance, then they want to eat chocolate and they know that about themselves. So what is your take right. on that?
Probably whatever they're experiencing is draining them somehow. and they need that quick fix sugar to give them energy, right? Their energy is drained and they need a quick fix. They need some sugar to bring their energy levels up, but it's just kind of brings them up for a little bit. And we never get to the root of why we really want chocolate. Like chocolate's a substitute. So if we look at it like that, you know, so let me just go here because I do this exercise where the food that I crave many times, I visualize myself looking at the food, being in relationship to the food, and I visualize myself pushing it away. So you push the food away, the chocolate, you check in with yourself by closing your eyes and just taking a few deep breaths and seeing what is going on inside, like how am I feeling? So you could at this point do a body scan and check in with your body to see which parts of your body, like is it your heart? Is it your mind? Is it your soul? You know, your solar plexus where your whole belly is. That's what is really there. What do we really, really want? Do we want a hug? Right. Do we want someone to say, hey, you're okay? Do we want those words for ourselves? We could say them at that point for ourselves and to ourselves. We could check in to see what we are. What's the voice, the self-talk that's happening to see what's really going on inside of our body. Because for so many years, many, many people have just satisfied that craving, that hunger, that desire for chocolate, and then made chocolate, you know, a thing or important or however they view chocolate.
Right.
So it's really important to get underneath what it isn't the chocolate that's calling you. Some people think chocolate's calling you, and I agree. It does. If I walk by it, it does call. It says, come here. Oh, and it has a lot of other words. Oh, who cares? Just have this one piece of chocolate. Yeah. Or, you know, it has a lot of things that it says in order for you. And I do believe that a lot of people are allergic to chocolate too, to the point where they could be thinking about it, and that could create a whole activation inside of our bodies that allows that to really, you know, penetrate them and really affect their brain and their mind. There's so many studies on that too.
And that in itself is deep because it shows you the power of thought, because you just think about the chocolate and you're already having the side effects of it if you're allergic.
Right. But it's even deeper, because the more we're doing it, the deeper it becomes a physical chemical reaction almost in our system.
Absolutely. Mind and body.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but if we're on the path of nourishment, we would never say, oh my God, I have to get rid of this. We would never say that. We would be like, okay, you know, we would nurture ourselves and probably talk to ourselves and say, okay, well, we needed that at that moment. Thank God we have that for us. Mm-hmm. And we are going to keep looking at and seeing what that is. If that's something that is really bothersome to some people, we're going to keep looking back, but having ourselves be shamed or feel guilty or feel terrible for having something that our body actually needs is not going to benefit any of us. So if we get to say to ourselves, okay, let's just say we're on the path of nourishment, and let's really kind of bring this forward and really look at it. Because it's probably one or two patterns that happen a lot that can be shifted.
Yeah.
And then eventually that craving will subside, you know, it'll lessen.
How would your app help somebody with that issue?
Okay, so I have one activation, and it's called What's in Your Inner Fridge, right? And it's what we're using as a means of struggling with some kind of compulsive behavior. And what it does, it'll help to self-regulate. You can do this activation, and you start to become conscious of what's triggering you and what you're reaching for. The two go hand in hand, right? So you're getting triggered. I'm going to reach for something. Okay. And so we're really going beyond our own control. And we start to look at these pictures we have inside of us, these visuals that we have inside of us, these things that are like, okay, here, this happened, going for the chocolate. This happened, going for something else. And what keeps playing in our mind? So it just brings it all forward. We look at it. We listen to this whole activation and we start to process what really is going on underneath, where it started, how we are able to look at it differently. What do we really need? What do we really need to feel nourished? And by nourishing ourselves and feeling that way, at some point we will not want to reach for something. It'll shift. It'll shift a little bit. And we get to acknowledge what shifts happen. We get to acknowledge that. It adds on every time we do these activations, it compiles itself and it starts to shift and we start to become really conscious. And that's what this app offers.
Good.
It's a way to shift our early childhood memories. I have another one that's called Setting the Table. It's kind of a metaphor for when we were younger and what happened at the dinner table. Or what happened at the table when we were sitting with people? Like, was it chaotic? Was it crazy? Was it, you know, beautiful? Was it, you know, what were the players in your family? Where were you in that? And you get to look at every single thing and you get to look at how you really felt, because maybe you created anxiety in your belly and you have anxiety every time you go to eat.
Wow.
But it's not just with food. It's probably happens whenever you form some kind of a group. I mean, it could happen at work. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're in a group all together, maybe anxiety starts to come up. And we get to look at all of these things from where it came from.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, how we do food is how we do our life. And we start to bring ourselves on the path to feeling really supported in life, really like loving the end goal, of course, is to love ourselves even more, right? The more you love yourself, people take notice and you'll start to take notice and you'll realize that a lot of the emotions that have really become part of your life are kind of going by the wayside. They're not presented inside of you all the time in every single interaction that you're having.
Yeah.
You know, there's a really good one that I call Safe and Sound. Right. Yeah. And it's feeling safe in your body.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even acknowledge it. We don't even think it's a thing, you know, to feel okay in our body, feel safe in our body. We just go about things. We put ourselves in situations that we're probably scared of, and we don't even acknowledge that we're scared of it.
Mm.
We could be terrorized in different situations, but yet we are in those situations and we don't acknowledge that we are there.
It's a good concept. Yeah. It's really a good concept, because if you think about that, if someone doesn't feel safe in their body, and I'm thinking of it in a way that people come to me, because a lot of people come to me for healing, for energy work and that. Right. And if they feel like something's wrong with their body all the time, that's not feeling safe in your body. That's not trusting your body that it knows what to do for you. It knows how to heal you. It knows how to restore you. And so that will create a sense of instability that will manifest in other areas of the life because of the feeling of not feeling safe in the body, as if something's going to go wrong at any moment. So you're always looking or panicking and thinking something is wrong with you. That's very interesting.
That's so key what you just said. Our bodies know when we don't trust ourselves. So that's the whole thing. We get to develop a trust in ourselves that we're going to take care of our bodies. We're not going to put ourselves in those situations.
Yeah. It's very powerful, the words that you speak to yourself, how that helps you or how that can harm you, give you the courage or actually make you even more afraid. Yes. Yes. Very important.
That has been one of the greatest things that I have noticed that speaking, how we speak to ourselves begins to shift. You know, we're not just doing affirmations. However, there's an affirmation component to my app, but it's more than that. It's just a sense and a feeling, and it's how we begin to look at ourselves. So this is a whole, you know, life healing path journey, this nourishment journey. And I'm so happy that I did this app. I just think it's just so timely.
Wonderful. So everyone can reach your app. Is it just iPhones or is it Androids as well?
It's just on the iPhone right now.
Okay.
But I have a, for your guests, we'll put in the show notes, I have a free month so everybody can go on the app and they can start to listen to it and they can, you know, experience. I would love to get feedback from them on how it's working for them. And I recommend listening to it a couple of times a week, like picking one or two and just listening to it. And even if you're not totally paying attention, you might for the first few times, it's in the background and you're kind of still getting the whole essence of what the actual activation is saying to you. I think the fact that it's free for a month is a good way just to start to feel and experience this and see if it's for you. I can't think of anything better if you're really working on yourself and you're really loving to change some outworn patterns and behaviors that are bothering you.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I feel so blessed to have this experience and to meet so many amazing people like yourself. A great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on Awaken the Goddess. Continue to be an amazing goddess in the world, sharing your light and your love with everyone. Thank you everyone for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com or follow us on Instagram at Awaken the Healing, on Twitter at Awaken for Life, and on Facebook at Awaken the Healing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you and our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.